Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting
gesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm always asked, Brendan, why can't I make change stick? Why is it when I have a big goal or a big dream, or I know I need to change some behaviors and I start towards them, I just kind of fall off momentum, or I don't keep at it? You know, I have that big New Year's goal to stay fit and healthy, and then it's gone by February, you know? Or I want to start that new diet, and I break off after a week or a month at it. Or I have this new behavior change. I want to be nicer as a parent, or nicer as an employer, or I want to be more kind with other people, but I find myself getting angry and impatient with them all the time. I want to change, but I can't. Why can't I make it stick? Well, this is a session about that. You know, the first two primary reasons that most people don't make it stick is A, they really didn't want the change. I'm gonna assume that's not you, but just let's talk about other people for a moment. You know, have you ever noticed that sometimes that people kind of fool themselves into what they think they want and they don't really want it? Meaning, if change isn't sticking in your life, it's because you're being too casual about change. You're thinking, you'd be nice if I lost some weight. Yeah, it'd be cool to, you know, be nicer to people. But it's not a change you really deeply connect with. It's not an ambition, a goal, a dream, a vision, an intention, a purpose that you have identified and you feel emotionally compelled and connected to. It's something you feel like you have to do or you should do, not something you feel compelled to do as a human being. And so sometimes to get change to stick, you need to stick back to your priorities. You need to find out your values, your purpose, something that is deep inside of you that demands that you do it. Something deep inside that connects you with change and makes you want to do it, that you feel pride in doing it. It would make you feel alive. It'd make you feel true to who you are. It'd make you feel congruent or a person of integrity to do those things. If change is just something like, yeah, I'll do it someday, it's not gonna be important. It's not gonna stick. At least not the levels in which you do it for a lifetime or you do it at a major level. I would say another reason change doesn't stick for a lot of people is because they don't focus on that change daily. They came up with the idea, they wrote some goals about it one day, they were all excited, they could remember the goals for a couple days, and then the goals went away, and they moved on to the next distraction, the next idea, the next thing, and they lose that connection again with the goal, with the dream. And that's the problem. It's just a problem of attention. The first one's a problem of real motivation and connection with the change you want. The second one is a problem of attention. It just, you know, it kind of passes by. So how do we solve all that? Because I bet you recognize those challenges in your own life, don't you? I mean, hasn't there been sometimes you wanted to change and you just didn't really connect with it? You don't feel motivated. You didn't focus on it. Well, here's the way to force a change in your life. There's some changes that will come very easy. You feel compelled, you'll be driven. Other ones, you know you should do, but it's hard. Here's how you make it through those ones. Yeah. write down the change and the goal every single day. Yes, write it down. I don't mean like type it in your phone one time and look at it every day. I mean, remember these things, they're pens? Remember, or a pencil? And they usually use a pen and pencil on paper. You know, what I want you to do, bust out that better paper and write it down every morning. What I want you to do, first thing, get out of bed, drink some water, maybe do some stretching or exercise if that's your morning routine, and then write down, what's the change? Why do you want it? Every single morning. And you're like, every morning? Yeah, until it stays, it becomes a habit, it becomes habitual, that you're already doing it as a behavior, you need to write it down every single morning. Friend, should I write the same thing down every morning? I don't know. If it comes out exactly the same way every morning that you're writing it down, cool. But most people, I don't want you to look at the old ones. I want you, every morning, blank piece of paper. What's the change I want? Why do I want it? Every single morning. That is gonna reconnect you with it. Write it down every single morning. Second idea, do it every single day. Actually schedule the change. So you're trying to be nicer to your lover. Schedule something to do for them every day. Every day, actually in your calendar, say, okay, from 2 o'clock to 2:30, I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna dream of a new way to be kinder or nicer or do something nice for them. Or if you are trying to lose some weight, you go in advance and you schedule the healthier restaurant where you're gonna go eat. You put it in the calendar and you go do the action, eat healthier, right? It has to be something that you do every day. And until you do it every day, your body will keep resisting it. At first, it's difficult, but after a period of time, you've conditioned your body that that's just what you do. Your mind looks forward to it, it anticipates it. When your mind anticipates something and you do it, it releases dopamine in your brain. It makes you happy, satisfied, fulfilled. It makes you feel like, good job, that was a goal, we did it. We're a person of integrity, we're excited now. And that's what you need to do. If you have a change you're trying to make stick, write it down every day, do it every day. Third thing you need to do, measure it every day. At the end of each day, measure yourself. Journal again, or create a questionnaire or a self-rating system that you measure yourself. How did I do in this category or these categories each day? Actually measure yourself. It's the oldest statement in the book, right, from Peter Drucker. If you don't measure it, you can't manage it. So you need to measure it. So how are you doing? If you don't look at it every day, you let yourself off. You know, a couple weeks go by and you go, oh, I forgot, I'm not even doing it. So it has to be a close of day. At the end of your day, that's when you measure the change. And you wanna measure things like, how well did I do it? Did I feel connected to it? Is there anything else better that I could have done? And rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, I was a jerk and I didn't do it. 10, good job, stars, trophies, you know, celebration. That's what you have to do every day. So give those things a try. Look, you deserve to have an extraordinary quality of life. But if every time you start a change, you don't stick to it, you can't blame your past, you can't blame today, you can't blame your circumstances. It's ultimately a matter of focus, will, and discipline. And so you have to motivate yourself for it. And so you have to focus on it daily. And so do the things we talked about, from writing it, to sharing it, to scheduling it, to doing it, to managing it, to getting a comrade. If you'll do that, you'll start getting momentum and you'll start to find yourself being more of a master of change in your life. And in this world where everything is changing, everything is so chaotic, the more that you're able to dance with that and make changes in your own life, the more you'll feel what we call the charged life.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it?
If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff. and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.